look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. With the 2026 World Cup finally wrapped up, football fans can now return to normal life after six straight weeks of drama, upsets, and world-class action. Spain's dominance on the global stage continued over the weekend as they defeated defending champions Argentina 1-0 in New Jersey. The match went deep into extra time, with Spain controlling the tempo for almost 95 minutes of the match. The breakthrough came in the 106th when substitute Ferran Torres smashed home the winner to secure Spain's latest World Cup crown. Cayman Athletic Sports Club head coach Ernie Gilly Seymour says this World Cup delivered powerful lessons for players and coaches everywhere.
When I think of the 23rd FIFA World Cup, besides for all the historical moments that is created at every World Cup from its inauguration in 1930, one word sums it up for me as a coach, and that is perseverance. The lesson not to give up is a valuable one learned when the going is tough. And a lot of teams displayed perseverance during this World Cup. Young athletes can learn that slogans like quitters never win and winners never quit are still applicable in their adult years. As for VAR, if they weren't there, a lot of things would go unnoticed to the referee's naked eye and wrong decisions would be made, especially at a high level like the World Cup. For the final match, Spain showed the world why they were one of the favorites to win the cup. Their brilliant display of technique, tactics, and teamwork. And as I told you by Hurley's on Saturday, the player to look out for was Rodrigo of Spain, their captain, who won the golden ball for the best player of the tournament.
CIFA senior men's national team coach Colin Duggie-Rowe says yesterday's World Cup final was a showcase of Spain's quality, resilience and execution. He praised the champions for their discipline and the way they carried out their game plan on the biggest stage.
Yesterday's game was very excited. Spain come and show resilience. Spain is pretty much, to me, it's a superb team. They are very superb in every department of the field. They come with a game plan. Them execute them game plan and then get the result that they came for, to win the World Cup, to be the world champion presently right now. Congratulations to all the Spain supporters and the players as well.
Rowe also reflected on officiating throughout the tournament, saying VAR had a major influence, both positive and negative, and that clearer intervention rules could help improve consistency in future competitions.
I believe that the VAR play a big role in this World Cup. There's a lot of ups and downs within the officiating, whereas I believe sometimes the VAR should assist the on-field referee. But again, I don't know if it's instruction or it's a ruling, whereas certain foul the VAR cannot intervene, or there is only certain foul the on-field referee have to make certain decisions.
Rowe says despite the debates, the World Cup delivered strong performances from emerging nations. It also showed growth across regions and was well organized from start to finish. He believes the tournament will inspire players worldwide, including here in Cayman, to continue developing and striving for the highest level. In other local sports, Cayman will feature at two major multi-sport events this summer, the CAC Games in Santo Domingo and the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. Here's Radio Cayman's April Cummings with the details.
15 athletes will compete in six sports at the CAC Games, while 20 athletes will represent Cayman in three sports at the Commonwealth Games. The Cayman Islands first competed at the Commonwealth Games back in 1978 and has participated in every edition since. Over the decades, Caymanian athletes have produced memorable performances. Kareem Street Thompson's bronze medal in the men's long jump at the 2002 Commonwealth Games in Manchester, and Sidoni Mothersill's historic gold in the women's 200 meters at the 2010 Commonwealth Games in Delhi, the island's first Commonwealth Games gold medal. The Commonwealth Games have provided a platform for generations of Caymanian athletes to compete alongside many of the world's finest competitors, while inspiring future generations to pursue excellence in sport. The Central American and Caribbean Games have likewise played a significant role in the development of Caymanian athletes. As one of the region's premier multi-sport events, the Games provide invaluable high-performance competition against some of the strongest sporting nations in the Americas and the Caribbean. Over the years, the Cayman Islands has also enjoyed considerable success at the Games, winning a total of 19 medals across athletics, swimming, sailing, squash, and gymnastics. These achievements reflect track the continued growth of Caymanian sport and the country's ability to compete successfully on the regional stage. April Cummings, Radio Cayman Sports.
Cayman's young volleyball players got a rare opportunity last week as Trinidad and Tobago's Rennell Ford joined the summer camp as a guest mentor. Ford, a former Division I athlete at Florida International University, who now plays professionally, was invited by CIVF's technical director to give Cayman's girls a first-hand look at what's possible through sport, both academically and professionally. Trevor Thurls says Ford's journey shows young athletes that volleyball can open doors far beyond the court, from college scholarships to careers in sport and technology and even professional contracts.
What I was trying to do is expose our female athletes, our young female athletes, a sort of mentor, like someone who was able to balance the academic parts of her life, going to college and playing Division I volleyball and then transitioning into professional volleyball. As a Caribbean athlete, to show you that it's possible for the Cayman athletes to aspire to be a professional athlete.
He adds that Ford's presence is helping reinforce the message that Cayman girls can aim high and that sport offers multiple pathways for success. And Cayman's junior squash team captured silver overall at the Junior Caribbean Squash Championships held in the British Virgin Islands, adding to their haul with multiple medals across the doubles and individual divisions. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.